Alarmists Warn of Snow Shortage at Ski Resorts from Climate Crisis. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 29, 2023. Climate alarmists at the UK's Guardian newspaper warned Monday a quarter of European ski resorts will face scarce snow because of global warming. The very existence of many European ski resorts is in jeopardy, the Guardian's environment editor reports. Since 25% of European resorts will suffer a snow shortage every other year with 2 degrees Celsius of global heating. The article cites a study titled Climate Change Exacerbates Snow Water Energy Challenges for European Ski Tourism published this summer in the journal Nature Climate Change. Ski tourism is a substantial component of the economy of mountainous regions in Europe and is highly vulnerable to snow scarcity, which is increasing due to climate change, the study asserts. While artificial snowmaking could help compensate for snow shortfalls in some resorts in the Alps, Nordic countries, and Turkey, it is unlikely to help in resorts in Britain and southern Europe, where it will frequently become too warm to create snow in the first place, The Guardian declares. The Guardian is the UK standard bearer of climate alarmism and announced in 2019 that it would no longer refer to climate skeptics but only climate deniers. Related, UN Chief Guterres declares terrifying era of global boiling has arrived. The newspaper updated its official in-house style guide to intensify its climate change rhetoric, adopting language meant to scare readers and motivate them to action. Instead of climate change, the preferred terms are climate emergency, crisis or breakdown, and global heating is favored over global warming, although the original terms are not banned, the paper stated. The phrase climate change, for example, sounds rather passive and gentle when what scientists are talking about is a catastrophe for humanity, said Catherine Viner, The Guardian's editor-in-chief and a firm believer in an impending climate apocalypse. Increasingly, climate scientists and organizations from the UN to the Met Office are changing their terminology and using stronger language to describe the situation we're in, she said. You do not need a denier to balance the debate, The Guardian declared. And those who dare question the accepted climate groupthink deserve no place at the table. It is important to remember the Guardian's failed climate prophecies of yore in order to keep one's cool. The Guardian famously predicted back in 1999 that by the year 2020, Spain will be ridden with malaria, the eastern Mediterranean will be as hot as the Sahara Desert. Flash floods will swamp parts of the American coastline and there will be almost no snow in the Alps. Related. Nancy Pelosi sounds the climate alarm, Mother Nature is not happy with us. In an article titled Tourist Spots Could Be Too Hot to Handle, Jamie Wilson, since promoted to head of international news at the paper, painted a doomsday scenario in a report on the effects of global warming. Profitable tourist destinations could be turned into holiday horror stories, Wilson reported. By 2020, visitors to the Costa del Sol could risk contracting malaria as global warming brings more frequent heat waves, making the country a suitable habitat for malaria-bearing mosquitoes, while increases in summer temperatures to more than 40°C, 104°F, could make parts of Turkey and Greece no-go areas in July and August, Mr. Wilson declared. In 2016, The Guardian reported that global warming is essentially a racist crisis, perpetrated by wealthy whites against poor, vulnerable blacks. Black British Africans are 28% more likely than their white counterparts to be exposed to air pollution, the paper implausibly declared. Follow at Williams Rome.